Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Aisling Keenan, and this is Private Education. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Private Education, the Smart Sex and Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Aisling Keenan. Andrea is over there.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks so much to everyone who listened last week. We really appreciate it. And to the people who gave reviews, 5 stars.
We love 5 stars.
We love 5 stars.
We like 4.
We again,
don't
no
come
pressure.
Near me with a 3.
Don't come near us with a 3. We'll take a 3. We'll take a 3.
If you're going to give 3, just slide up to 5.
I mean, and we love... We've got a lot of DMs. Mm-hmm. We're feeling very blessed in the DM department, I can say.
So many lovely listeners having bants and with queries.
Queries.
Love a quest.
We love a kesht. For our international listeners, kesht is Irish for question. So this week I spoke to Isabel Bartak Healy, and she goes on Instagram as Izzy Show Busy. So she's a radio presenter, a DJ, and I had a chat to her about Izzy Match Busy, which is basically her. She came up with this, I think, if I'm not mistaken, she came up with it during
the pandemic.
I think so.
I think that I wouldn't be surprised if she did, because the premise is very suitable for
pandemic times.
Yeah.
When no one can in real life do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially what she did was she came up with an alternative way to matchmake. And what she does is, and she does it on an ongoing basis, it's still going on even though, you know, COVID restrictions have relaxed.
Lifted somewhat.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're lifted, but I'm still going around with a mask on. I don't know about
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Now, so what she does is she does an Instagram live, and she invites people on to go live with her that want to date and mm-hmm. want to find love, I suppose. She screens them ahead of time. So she'll get inquiries, and then she'll have a call with the person, and she'll see how they are and see who they are and find out about them, whatever. And then she brings them on a live with her, and they chat about who they are. They chat about their likes or dislikes. They have a bit of a laugh. And then after that, people who've watched are basically invited to slide into the DMs.
I just mean ideal.
It's genius, isn't
it? Yeah.
And it's such a, like, it's an alternative way to date. Like,
mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's, listener, it's a long time since I dated. But you, Andrea, like, you're in a relationship now, but it's fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that point, you had been dating.
Absolutely.
Did you hate it?
Yeah. No, not all the time. Like, I didn't hate the people that I dated. I just hated the monotony of the process.
And would you have gone for something like... Izzy's...
I don't know. I think, yeah, like, I think I might have given it a go.
Because it's, like, alternative ways to date, there are none. You know, like, or,
no.
Like, or sorry, to find someone. Like, I mean, you can go on the apps.
Yeah.
Or you can meet someone in real life.
That's really...
That's kind of it.
That's it, like...
What apps were you on, if you don't mind me asking?
Bumble and Hinge. Tinder is really just for... I found it did, and I know a lot of people that have
Hookup City.
Yeah, like it was, I think it was because it was the OG, it kind of just got taken over by people that just had, like, you know, used it as a game and then had no intention behind it, where the other two seemed to be a little bit more, they required a little bit more work and a little bit more input. So you had to have prompts, and especially Hinge, Hinge, you had to like something specifically on someone's profile. So you couldn't just like swipe. You actually had to engage with the content.
Okay.
So that, I just think that that forces people to put in a little bit more effort.
Right.
Both the person who's making the profile and then the person that's enjoying your profile or wanting to, you know.
Enjoying your profile.
Like easy.
But did you ever get to a point where you're just like, I am fed up with this?
Oh, cycle. I'd reset.
Yeah.
I would delete everything, start fresh, and then inevitably be served to the same people with one or two newbies.
So like this Instagram live scenario, do you think that's something that you'd go for?
Yeah, like
I or think, not even, no, I don't mean as in you'd put yourself forward for it, but I mean if you saw there's going to be a guy on Saturday or whatever, would you go on and have a look?
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you listen to my chat with Izzy now. She's just so nice and it's such an innovation. Like, I mean,
yeah, it's really good.
Isn't it? Like, it's just so clever. And yeah, she's really, and do you know what? It was really nice because she's very passionate about it and you can tell that she actually cares and she follows up with all the people that.
That's so nice.
Yeah. She follows up with the people who came on the live and she's like.
It's kind of like first dates, you know, and they're like in a couple of like, who's still together?
Yeah.
Where things have gone. Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So it's actually really sweet. And I will link her Instagram and the details for Izzy Match Busy in the show notes.
Lovely.
We love a show note.
Listen.
I mean, I just think it's fancy because it sounds like something you'd hear in a, well, like a, you know, highly produced American podcast.
Apart from the American bit, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. We tick all those boxes.
We do. We're highly produced.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Hope you enjoy this little chat with Izzy and we'll be back afterwards. Andrea and I will be back afterwards to chat a bit more about the oldie dating scene.
Enjoy.
Izzy Bartakili, who is a DJ and presenter and the inventor, I suppose, of something called Izzy Match Busy, which I have a kind of floating awareness of just by virtue of being on Instagram. But Izzy joins me now and she's going to tell me exactly what it is and then why it's an alternative way to date or to get dating or to basically bypass the horrific date naps that everyone hates. So thank you so much for joining me, Izzy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So just explain to me, like, very basic bottom up, like, what exactly is Izzy Match Busy?
So Izzy Match Busy is a Instagram live matchmaking show where basically people come on from all over Ireland, over 18, but of any age, really past 18. And they come on and they chat to me. So it's visual and they tell me like a little bit about themselves, what they like, what they don't like. We have a little bit of crack. And then I kind of say, OK, who are you looking to slide on into your DMs tonight? And that's kind of the name of the game, is trying to find people's Mr. or Mrs. Right from bringing them on the show. Then they go and follow them and then they slide on into their DM, spark up a conversation, and then I get invited to a wedding. It's that simple, really.
Has there been any weddings yet, or is that like the big reveal at the end of the next episode?
Well, this is it. Like, I still haven't had a wedding, but I suppose like it is kind of early days. Like, I started it last year, so I mean, we could have had a shotgun wedding, but you know, nowadays people do take time, so you know, I have to appreciate that too. But we haven't had a wedding, but there has been hookups. There's a girl now that I know has gotten a boyfriend out of it, so you know, there's been a lot of that going on. So to be honest, like, it's quite cool. And I was only thinking about this yesterday, like, because I just did another episode, that it's really cool to be able to have said that I created something that, one, helps people, and two, that obviously has provided happiness for people if they're getting, you know, dates and everything else out of it.
Absolutely. And a bit of entertainment as well for anyone who's not, maybe not necessarily, you know, looking to date, but is just looking to observe the crack, I suppose. So I just wanted to ask, like, do you find it easy to get participants? Is that a stupid question? I just feel like maybe people wouldn't want to put themselves out there like that.
Well, you see, I didn't know what to expect when I first started it, because, you know, it was knee deep during the lockdown when I started it. And it was because my Instagram followers were telling me how difficult it was to date during a pandemic. So that's how the whole thing evolved. So obviously presenting is my background. And so I wanted to put on a show. Like, I love TV and TV presenting and I want to do more of it. So I kind of thought, okay, so how can I help my followers use my skills and then kind of create a show that can help people, but also could be, you know, something that I could use, say, as a showreel to do more TV presenting. And that's kind of how Izzy Match Busy was born. And so I didn't even know if I was going to book people for the first episode. It was just one of those weird things that I just kind of ran with. Mm. And I'm happy that I did, because I put the call out and there was lots of messages now. Now, I have to say, I did get a good bit of publicity for it. My own radio station, Red FM, I was on with the king of talk radio, Neil Prendeville. I was on with Ryan Tuberty. You know, he called me the new Cilla Black of Ireland. So stuff like that really helped. You know what I mean? So like, you know, my followers were only able to, I suppose you could say, give me a pool of people, and then other people would share it. But stuff like going on, you know, different radio stations and people sharing it and stuff really helped. And then, you know, I got a pool of people. But for the first few episodes, I did find that it was definitely harder to find men than it was to find women to sign up to do the show. But then after a while, like the episode that we just did, you know, that was, I think we actually had more men than women on that. So it kind of, you know, turned out okay in the end that way.
Yeah. And I would imagine in any, from speaking to kind of other people who have dating agencies or anything like that, it tends to be a bit of an imbalance. There tends to be more women than there are men signing up for these things. So how do you go about choosing the participants then?
So basically, you know what? It's actually like, I love doing it, but it's honestly a full-time job, because I'm researching, presenting and producing the whole show myself. And because I wanted to go well, and I suppose my background is media as well, I never kind of just wanted to put on a show that, like, you know, I didn't vet anyone, or, you know, I felt like for these kind of things, you couldn't wing it, you know. And I always think about Gabe Byrne, to be honest, when I do my prep, because I always remember him saying the key to being a really, really good, successful TV presenter is it's all in your prep. Okay. So I do a lot of prep. So I, first of all, anyone that DMs me, I kind of write back to them and I say, look, I'm compiling a list of people together. And I always ask them to put their page on public so I can have a look and get to know them a little bit more and kind of suss them out. Then there's a video call process, because obviously, you know, if people are coming on the live and they're going to be chatting to me, I need to make sure that they're, I suppose, comfortable with that and okay with that. And then I suppose then it's a process of elimination. So for instance, like if there's 10 women who are between 30 and 35 that get onto me, like only one of those will make the show, because sometimes we have 5 people on, sometimes we have 7 people on. So I kind of just go, okay, well, you know, we have someone here from Cork that age, so let's try and get someone from Kildare here that's like that. Just so we have a nice range of people from all over Ireland. And then I suppose I just get details off everyone then, you know, when I ring them, you know, who they're interested in and what are their quirks and stuff like that. And that's how we then make the show.
Yeah. And are there any kind of commonalities between the people that get onto you? Like what sort of person gets onto you generally?
Well, I tell you now, a lot of the women tell me just how difficult dating is and how they just constantly get ghosted. And I'm not just saying that it's men that do that. Like I'm sure women do it just as much, but just in terms of like my personal DMs, it's a lot of women just saying, you know, I get ghosted a lot. I'm sick of the dating apps. Like people are so sick of dating apps. And I get it. Like, honestly, like I'm in a relationship 4 years. I never used Tinder. And I don't mean that in a kind of smug way. I just mean like, you know, I feel for people because it sounds kind of horrendous, to be honest. You're swiping left and right. You're getting ghosted. You know, you make a connection with someone and then you don't. So I think people, you know, wanted a new avenue to try. And I think people were saying to themselves, okay, well, I'll give this a try because I hate the dating world and let's try something different. I think, to be honest, it's quite sad in a way that like dating has changed so much from the traditional let's meet someone on a Saturday night. I think with the way that technology has gone and listen, I love social media. Like, you know, I'm always on my phone, always on my Instagram. But I think it's harder now for people to find each other. And I think dating apps have made it a little bit soulless. So I think when people heard, oh, Izzy Match Busy, that hasn't been done before, that's kind of cool. People will see me, you know, rather than just like a bio that says, you know, I like long walks on the beach. Like people will be able to see my smile, you know, how I sound. And that's so important. And that's such a key to dating and finding a connection with someone. And I think that's why people have wanted to come on the show. And I think that's why people have enjoyed watching the show, whether they're in a relationship or not, because it's different and you're seeing people instead of just swiping.
Yeah, I was just saying when you were talking about there that you've been in a relationship for 4 years, I also managed to miss the, I don't know, dating app phenomenon. Like I just kind of got into a relationship as they were kind of really kicking off. And I mean, I'm kind of glad, I have to say, because it does sound a bit terrifying. I was talking to friends of mine the other day and they were saying that, like, typically on nights out, which is why, you know, people are looking for alternatives on nights out, you know, there are groups of guys and groups of girls, obviously, if we're talking about heterosexual relationships here, which we kind of are, like, there's groups of guys, groups of girls, and the guys are out with their pals and the girls are out with their pals, and no one really seems to want to mix anymore like they might have before. And I kind of get the feeling that dating apps has made, you know, hooking up, for want of a better phrase, so easy that they don't need to bother going chatting up girls on nights out, and you don't have to go and chat up, you know what I mean? It's all kind of just, you can swipe. So when you're on a night out, you're just with your pals, and then the kind of dating thing is an entirely separate thing. Do you think a traditional hooking up or traditional chatting up or anything like that that used to go on, do you think that happens at all, or are people solely looking online, whether it's for something like yours that's about like innovative and kind of new, or whether it's dating apps? Do you think any kind of real life dating happens, or is it all online?
I do think there's probably still a little bit of, you know, the old school, like meeting someone on a night out left, but I think it's probably few and far between, which is sad because, like, you know, kind of as you were saying there, like I have met all of my, I suppose, relationships organically, and like, you know, made a friendship with someone first through starting a new job or, you know, going to the gym or something like that. So I do think there's a certain element of that there, like, you know, people who are like, especially if you're in your 20s, you know, you mean you have a bigger pool of friends and you're trying new things more, you know what I mean? So you are like, I met my boyfriend in a gym, and I kind of love that because I always say that to people, if people are trying to connect with people or find new people, I'm like, try something new. I'm like, yes, Tinder and people aren't liking it anymore, and I think there's a huge portion of people that are on it, but there's also a huge portion of people that just don't belong on Tinder. And I don't mean, I'm saying they don't belong, they have told me they feel like they don't belong, you know what I mean? I feel, yes, like some people feel like there's only a certain type of person that fits that Tinder model. And that's what I saw a lot through Izzy Match Busy as well. Like, we had a lady on the last episode and she was saying, like, you know, dating apps aren't for me, and she's like, I've come on the show to find someone, but also she was like, friends, like, you know, I'd like to start a new community. And so I think we're losing a part of that, but I do think it's still there. But I think people have to, like, remember it a little bit more. And, you know, we've, as you said, we've gotten so used to just doing everything online now. And even before the pandemic, you know, like, I mean, Tinder was here before coronavirus, and hopefully it will be here afterwards. Hopefully it will be gone at that before Tinder. But, you know, I think people need a reminder that you still can meet people organically just by taking up a new hobby, taking up a new sport, you know, like, not making yourself go out on the Saturday night, but just making yourself a little bit more social. And, you know, I think there's a fine line between being happy in yourself, single, and not needing someone. Cool. And I know we're seeing a lot of people happy in 2022 just being by themselves, and I love that. But, like, you know, you can be one extreme and then another extreme of you cannot be comfortable in your own skin, and then you kind of try a little bit too hard and you wonder why it's not working for you. And so what I always say to people in those situations is, you know, just start trying new things and getting yourself out there a little bit more, and don't focus on trying to find the guy on the night out. Just focus on having a little bit of fun, and, you know, eventually you will find your 6'7" GA player or whoever you're looking for.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 6'7" GAA player is, I'm sure they're out there, but and do you find as well, I was kind of thinking it must be difficult for people to put themselves out there, and in particular, you know, you said that not everyone fits the mold of a Tinder bio. Like, people might not do well. Like, you know, I don't mean do well. It's kind of icky to say that they might do well on Tinder, but, like, people might not necessarily be able to put their best kind of foot forward on an app where they might on something like your show, because obviously there's video and there's layers and there's, you know, expressions and there's different kind of things that people can engage with. But do you ever find that people, when they, you know, when you're doing your video calls to kind of vet the people, are they nervous? You know, are they like apprehensive about how they'll come across, or are the people that you speak to generally pretty confident and they're ready to put themselves out there? Like, have you ever kind of had to coach someone almost and be like, it's okay, you can do this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's only normal for people to get nervous. I mean, you're coming on an Instagram live with a person that you don't really know, and, you know, people are going to be watching it and not judging you, but, you know, you're going to be vulnerable. You know, you're literally going on a show to put yourself out there. So I think, you know, I think the majority of people that come on are nervous, and I wouldn't blame them. I think that's bloody so normal. And so I have, like, even like the episode that we just had as well, you know, there was like one girl and she was so excited to come on and then got so nervous. And I was like, you got this. I was like, I wouldn't have booked you to come on the show unless I thought you were going to do really, really well, you know. And I think what I always say to people as well, and it's, you know, it's the truth, is nobody's ever regretted coming on the show. So, you know, people get nervous and they think, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? And then it flies. They come on and they chat to me for 5 minutes. And then they come off and they're like, Izzy, I loved that. That was great. Oh my God, my inbox is full with all of these new people messaging me. And that's the thing. Like, people are sound. Do you know what I mean? So, like, even if people are getting onto the person just to say well done rather than spark up, you know, a relationship conversation, you know, that's still a nice little feel good about myself moment for those contestants who have put themselves out there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's the feedback that I've gotten on the show, is that, you know, it has helped people build their confidence. And particularly when we were more, you know, in the pandemic and we were in lockdown and stuff, people lost all confidence in dating because they hadn't done it in so long. So when people were coming on the show, they were saying to themselves, well, this is a nice kind of taster for getting me back out there on the market when we're allowed to do something else rather than bloody walk with the coffee in our hands. Mm. So it was nice to be able to do that for people. And yeah, it's cool as well, because I was saying this on the last episode that I'm probably going to bring it into venues now. So that's kind of the plan going forward, because obviously we're able to do that now, and it would be nice to do some sort of Izzy Match Busy, you know, coming to a venue near you kind of show. So hopefully we'll be able to get that going this year.
That would be amazing. And so was it that kind of anecdotal stuff that you were hearing from your friends that inspired you to start it? Like, what, we obviously, you know, you were saying that you wanted to do something, you know, you wanted to have a show to kind of put yourself out there and like present more and do that kind of thing. But what made you choose the kind of dating landscape as something that you wanted to get involved with personally?
Honestly, all of my friends are in relationships, so it was absolutely nothing to do with them. But it was honestly my Instagram followers. Like, I would just put up like question boxes all the time, and the topics would always be dating. Izzy, help us with dating. Like, as in, you know, I might just put up a random question box and say, like, you know, do you want to ask me any questions about radio or TV or whatnot, or just about me? And people would just be like, how can we get a relationship? Izzy, help us. And then I literally was just like, okay, what can I do? And I suppose Instagram lives were so, do you remember, like, at the start of lockdown, everyone was just doing lives. And I just thought, right, well, maybe I could just help people do a live, but like put on a show rather than it just being like, you know, me bringing on an expert. Or, you know, I just literally, honestly, I just was like, okay, let's think of something different and see, can we make it work? And it just took off from there.
Mm. And the one that you did recently, have you had any like positive feedback from any of the people yet? Have you had any like, oh, I'm, you know, and even if it's just something like, something small, like I had a confidence boost, someone slid into my DMs. Have you had any kind of success stories from the most recent one, or is it too soon to tell?
Oh, listen, like there was one guy that came on the show and I just knew he was going to do well. Like everything that he said was like a post-it, like, and but he was genuine, like as in like the most genuine guy ever. And like he was just great. And I said to him on the live, I said, will you take a screenshot of how many DMs and new followers you get after this? Because I was like, I would just be curious. And the message that he sent me, it was like all of these new faces on his page. And like that in itself, you know, was so amazing for this guy. And you know, he kind of was telling his life story about how he, you know, was, you know, had lost all this weight at the start of the pandemic, and that he was this different person, and he just kind of transformed his life. And it was such a lovely story to hear from him. So yeah, like that's just, I suppose, a snippet of one of our contestants that was on the last episode. But anyone that comes on, oh, I message everyone afterwards. I always keep in touch with people, and they always say, you know, thank you so much for that, such and such and such and such. And then another guy got on to me last night and said, thank you for bringing, you know, one of these contestants on. I've actually just DM'd her and we're going to go for a date on Friday. So like, it's just always lovely to hear those things and, you know, to know that it's kind of cool, like, you know, that you're helping people in the dating world.
Yeah. And it's I think it's lovely, even if, say, you know, the people that you have on don't necessarily get a relationship or, you know, anything kind of long term even. But like the confidence boost of even getting a few messages could change the way someone feels about themselves and feels about dating. Like it's a really nice kind of, you know, pat on the back, I suppose, to be like, you went on, you told a bit about yourself, you just, you know, were completely yourself on a live, and there are people that are interested in that. I think that's really lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's it really, you know, just making people feel better about themselves. And even if they don't say get a match through the show, like that they might just feel more confident going back out into the dating world, you know, because it's rough, like, and first dates are hard, you know, they're awkward, like.
Yeah. And I think it's lovely as well how you've almost given people like a permission slip to slide into someone's DMs, because I kind of think like the old slide into my DMs thing got a bit creepy there for a while. So it's quite nice that you've said to people, no, we actually welcome this. This is what we want. We want people to show that they're interested. That's really nice. And do you find that like people have the confidence to do that because you've given them kind of permission to go and do that?
Yeah, like I never thought about it like that. But I think what's quite nice as well is, you know, I think the reason that the shows worked so much as well is like, I don't bring Mary on and I say, okay, now Mary, I'm going to set you up with John. Like, as in like the contestant has all of the control, you know what I mean? Yeah. So like, you know, if you're sliding into their DMs, it's the contestant's prerogative whether they get back to you or not. You know what I mean? Like, as in they can vet their own DMs and say, okay, well, I like the look of him, let's chat to him for a bit. But then if I don't like him, you know, I can block him if he's not my type or he's weird, like, which hasn't happened now, but I'm just saying that they have the control to do that if they want to. And I suppose I always say at the on the start of the episodes as well, if you don't know what to say to someone, so if it's like a girl or a guy and they're like, Jesus, okay, I really liked the look of that person, but what will I say? I always just say, message them and just say, hey, I thought you did really well on Izzy Match Busy. And let the conversation go from there, you know, start with just a basic compliment. And I think that has helped as well, for sure.
Yeah, it's a definite icebreaker to be able to say, oh, I saw you on that live, you did really well. That's, you're in there already, you know, you don't have to come up with some kind of cheesy opening line, which is really good. Would you ever consider doing like going back to people who've been on the show, like kind of your earlier shows, like whenever it was that you started, and getting them back and kind of talking to them about how they've progressed, whether they're in a relationship or not, or whether they felt better about themselves or had a new outlook on dating or even got that confidence boost? Would you ever consider having them on again and kind of giving people an update?
Absolutely. And it was definitely something I tried to do when we finished the first series coming into the summer, but we were just coming out of lockdown and it just became really difficult to get people together, you know what I mean? I suppose that was the beauty about wrapping up all of the contestants, is because nobody had anything to do there for a while, so it was really easy to book people for a Saturday night. All of a sudden it was like, hey, will you all come on for a revisited episode? And they were like, yeah, cool, I can't wait to give you this update. And then it was like, how does Tuesday 2025 work for you? So it just became a little bit difficult to navigate everyone again. But it is something I want to do. And I, like, as I said, I do keep in touch with contestants, and, you know, I feel like it's kind of just built a community of people anyway, like, as in, you know, there's one girl in particular, and I know that she watches every new episode and always wishes all of the contestants best of luck, because she's like an OG and came on one of the first episodes and just knew how good she felt after it and how amazing it made her feel. So it's kind of nice that we have that little group of people as well that are all cheering each other on and sharing the similar experiences of coming on the show.
Yeah, it's really nice. It sounds like it's a lovely community and a really kind of supportive and encouraging space for people who are trying to, you know, find an alternative way to date, because it's difficult. It's rough out there, and the pandemic has done nothing to help. So I think it's just such a super idea, and I think it's a wonderful thing that you've come up with. So thank you so much for talking to me today. I really, really appreciate it. And anyone that's listening to Private Education that is interested in going and following Izzy and just maybe even taking part in the next episode, give us your Instagram handle there.
So it's Izzy_showbusy. So it's like, everyone always says, like, busy, is it B-U-S-Y, but it's B-I-Z-Z-Y, just like Izzy.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, if anyone that's listening is interested and what is looking for an alternative, because I like, the same as you, I get tons of DMs into Private Education or into my own Instagram saying, you know, that they're fed up of online dating, you're fed up of the apps, and that, you know, obviously social life has been somewhat kind of curtailed over the last little while. So anyone that's interested in an alternative way to maybe find someone to love, that's a really good route to take.
So that was my chat with Izzy. She was just so lovely.
So lovely. What a pet.
I know. And yeah, I kind of found it interesting how many people, like, she gets a lot of interest.
Yeah. And I think it's really interesting that she gets a lot of male interest, that like people that they want to do it. Like,
you wouldn't, not, okay, don't, sweeping generalization. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, we need to get a bell.
We need to get a bell. Actually, do you know what?
Tell me.
A listener of the podcast bought us a bell.
Where is it?
I don't know. she messaged me and she said that she bought us a bell and that she was going to send it to us, but then we the podcast went on hiatus.
Listener,
send us the bell.
Still have that bell, because what I do have is a bike horn. You know, like the clown horn.
A bike horn would be violent in and people's that's ears.
So
too much.
I feel like the weight of listeners. Errol pleasure is resting on said listener with the bell.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna blow in here with a horn.
We don't want you to blow anywhere with the horn.
Hey. Is that on him?
I mean, no, listen, we don't need, there are enough horns on this podcast. Ooh. Without your one.
Hey.
Sorry, we're bickety.
Very
safe to say. Now listen, so I have to ask you, right? So taking into account what Izzy does on Instagram Live, do you think, I'm just trying to think myself, if I had a dating profile, how, like, what would I put in my bio? You know, how would I try and impress someone on a dating profile? I don't know. I mean, I've never had a dating profile, so I don't know whether to put, you know, do you put achievements? Do you put, like, you know, what do you put there? But I also kind of think, would I come across better or worse, indeed, if I was on an Instagram Live? What do you think? Do you think, like, do you think you'd do better on dating apps? Or not better, I mean, there's no doing better, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd like attract a better match for yourself if you went on an Instagram Live versus a static profile with no video, say?
Yeah. Probably the Instagram Live, because you can have a bit more crack.
That's what I was thinking.
Like, you can put videos in dating profiles now. They allow you to do that. And they actually even allow you to throw in an old sound clip. But I don't think there's anything as real as, like, IRL live. You know, that kind of way. Like, you're not censored. You haven't, it's not your best foot forward. Like, it's you in that second.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, sound clips?
Yeah, so
on dating profile? It's a new thing. Like, what do you put in? Just a sound clip of you going, hey.
Well,
hey guys.
You could, but it's in response to some of the prompts. So instead of typing out an answer, you know, like, so my best quality is, or if my friends were to describe me, they'd say I was, or all those kind of things.
Is that not the most awkward thing in the world?
Don't know, never used it. Okay.
Have you ever heard? Like, have
Yeah.
Like, give me an example. Can you think of one? Because I'm just trying to think, like, if my prompt was describe yourself in three words, imagine a voice note being like, well, I'd like to think I'm, you know, like,
no, so creepy. So for that one, let's say if it was describe yourself in three words.
Yeah.
Quite succinct. So just like, you know, tall, dark, handsome. That would be it. Do you know that way?
Well, yeah, but why wouldn't you just type that?
Listen,
I just think it's really weird.
You
know
what? I do think it's weird, but I really like the sounds of people's voices and I make assumptions based off that. So even when I moved from a dating app to WhatsApp, I would probably be the first person to send a voice note because I'd be waiting to hear their voice.
Okay. And actually, now that you say that, I can completely understand
because sometimes
I love an accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dreamy you know? Accent.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the picture and the sound don't match.
Right.
Do you get me?
Yeah. Does my picture and my sound match?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think yours does too.
Oh, that's great. That's a relief.
But like, yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes, do you ever like, here's an example. I used to fancy Ryan Tuberty because I loved his voice on the radio. And then
I saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I get that.
Sorry, is that real mean to Ryan?
No, you just don't find him physically attractive.
I don't find him physically attractive.
Hourly.
Hourly, give me that voice. Yeah, no, I did. Because he used to present, what do they call it? The Full Irish.
It was
the name of the breakfast show, as far as I can remember. I could be mistaken. But that's years ago, like before he ever got the Late Late or anything like that. And I loved that show. And then I saw him and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you know the reverse happened with Ray Foley?
Oh.
Yeah. I saw Ray and I was like, well, he's handsome.
Well, hello.
And then I heard his voice and I was like, that
picture doesn't match the sound. See what I mean?
Not that there's anything wrong with his voice, but I was just like.
But when I say picture doesn't match the sound, I mean for your piquing your interests. Do you get
what you mean?
So like,
yes.
You're like, oh yeah. And then you're like.
Exactly. Oh, so Ray Foley's voice didn't make me go, oh, I think I fancy him. But then I saw him and I was like, oh, I do.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. That's a revelation for the books there.
There you are.
Anyone who knows me pretty much already knows that.
That's no secret.
But it's no secret.
Public knowledge.
Yeah. Do you think you'd do better? Not do better. That sounds bad. But you know what I mean?
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's the fact that you are, as I said, 100% yourself. You're live. There's no filters. So whoever sees you is seeing you authentically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the way like you can put your best foot forward, best photo, best angle, best this, that and the other in a profile that's static or, you know, crafted to be the very cream of the crop. Whereas having a conversation with somebody live, you have it's a more genuine, authentic
connection. I also think it would take a lot of confidence to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, again, married, so it doesn't really come up for me. But I do think if I was single and I was looking to meet someone, my God, would it take balls to go on an Instagram live like that and put yourself out there?
Oh, 100%.
Like, wouldn't it? Like,
it's hard enough to dabble with online dating because like anyone that you know could be there. And then it's that thing of, you know, have you been seen? And you do kind of have to push past that and be like, look, if they're on it, they're obviously looking for somebody. So why is it? Yeah. Why am I embarrassed if I'm looking for somebody? Or why shouldn't I be confident about doing that? So,
but like the concept that like your dating profile can, like you said, be so crafted, so well put together.
Yeah.
So pristine. Mm-hmm. You can show only the good photographs of yourself. You can show only yourself in good lighting, metaphorically and literally. Do you know? You can just show yourself in the best possible way. Mm-hmm. And you can also, I don't have any experience with this, but I feel like from speaking to you and other friends of mine who've dated recently, you can kind of be your sparkliest, funniest, wittiest self in the chat. So like in WhatsApp or in, you know, whereas if you're on an Instagram live, I would imagine it'd become apparent pretty damn quickly if you're a damp piece of bread.
Yeah, definitely. I think the only thing might be the confidence piece, not that you wouldn't be confident, it might just be a little bit intimidating knowing that people were watching. So you'd have to have a little bit of forgiveness for people to be a little bit nervous, you know,
because yeah, but no, I think even signing up for it would indicate great confidence.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Yeah.
And yeah, like you would obviously take into account, okay, these people are obviously going to be shitting themselves. Yeah,
literally very vulnerable. Like they're literally putting themselves out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to know, actually, like, if you saw someone on one of those lives that you fancied, what would your DM to them be? Like, I'm trying to think.
Oh, what a great question.
Yeah. Like, I think I'd probably slide in and be like, I don't know, like something that would comment on something that made you laugh or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe something they said that was funny, or like, you know, depending on what their background was, you know, pick up on something like around them in their little shot, you know,
that
way, which could be a bit of crack, you know, that kind of way. Just be like, where did you get your lamp?
Yeah. Sorry, interiors question. Where did you get your mirror?
Yeah.
And then be like, by the way, you're hot.
Exactly. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
Like, go in with a bit of humor.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to break the ice, especially when someone, as we say, have been so vulnerable, mm-hmm. do you know?
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do is just slide in and be like, hey.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that happens a lot on dating apps.
Yeah.
Is that the standard opener?
Hey, how are you? Yeah. No. Well, yeah, it is. It is standard opener.
And when you get that opener, or in the past when you've gotten that opener, have you been like, oh, snore?
A little bit, yeah.
You're tough to impress.
Hello. How long have I been single?
Fair.
Come on.
Well, someone managed it.
They tried.
Hey. So, yeah. Thank you very much again to Izzy Bartakili for coming on and talking about Izzy Match Busy, which again I just think is absolutely genius, and I'll definitely be tuning into the next iteration.
Oh my god.
Not because I'm looking to date, but because I just think it's brilliant. So fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Defo.
And yeah, like we said at the top of the episode, thank you very much for any reviews or comments or shares or follows on Instagram at Private Education Podcast. We would love more.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say
throw us a couple of stars.
Love
forward
that.
The pod to somebody that you think might
forward
like
the pod
it.
To someone. That's actually
tell
really,
a friend.
Tell a friend.
Bring a friend.
Bring a friend.
Grab them by the ear holes and say, listen.
Grab them by the ear holes and say, listen. Oh my god, you just reminded me there of, you remember that little kid who was like, Linda, honey, listen. He was so cute.
So cute.
Now, with that said, thank you again for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode next Tuesday. So we will indeed see you next Tuesday.
Oh, you'll hear us next Tuesday.
You'll hear us next Tuesday, that's for sure. And until then, stay safe.
Have fun.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.